and I very much appreciate the efforts they've made to ensure that we all understand each other and that we get a better understanding of Portugal's legal system. I have a question prompted by one of the answers. I understood in the report, in the State Party report, that military justice is administrative and you don't have a judicial, or rather it's not judicial, it's purely administrative. The concern that we have in our convention is that it needs to be quite clear that one cannot invoke due obedience if an order is given that involves a crime. And the experience that we've had, or I've had in my country, is that all the subordinates said we couldn't do anything because these were all orders from above. And therefore, in a vertical regime like that, you can't really stand against those orders. And that was the argument always used. This is legal because we were ordered to do so. There was, in the light of that, a reform of the Military Justice Code. Basically saying that you couldn't invoke, and this was something that was mentioned earlier on, that this due obedience is extinguished if it's a legitimate order. But this is something that figured clearly in our Military Justice Code. It is something that allows you to get the link, the causal link established. In other words, you're able to link up the responsibility of the superiors and link that with the issuing of an illegal order. From what I understood from the explanations, well, let me ask a question first. Portugal has a rather rigid constitution, as I understand it, and therefore you had to have a constitutional change in order to ratify the Rome Statute. When I studied the State Party's report, because of this hierarchy of norms, in order to implement a convention, I understood that you needed to have a specific law. Now, you have said that that's not always necessary. And here comes my question, because I didn't understand it earlier on. For the whole criminal area, yes, you need a law, as I understand it. I also understood that those articles governing, I think you mentioned 7, 8, 12, all those which regulate the judicial proceedings, such as extradition, protection, there you don't need it. But for a sentence to be handed down, or a penalty or a sentence, you need a law. That's what I wanted clarified. So thank you in advance for that. That was my question. It's in the convention as a figure, but you cannot use it in your criminal code until you have this established under law for sentencing, established by, yes, I think I've got it. My final question, because it's, people were answering me as I was actually taking the floor. My last question, I very much appreciate and welcome the developments you've made as regards extraterritorial competence through this active or passive nationality. I think it's an excellent thing. I think it's excellent that our countries were able to make such progress. Now my question, it's supplementary, is it? Or complementary? Because you have the territoriality of the country where it was committed. So when you say complementary, and this is my question, it has to do with how far it is covered. Am I being clear here, Mr. Ravenna says? So it is something which is complementary or supplementary to the notion of territoriality where the offence was committed.
Thank you. I now give the floor to Mr. Deco.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Je voudrais à mon tour remercier la délégation portugaise qui est très très bien.
I'd very much like to thank the Portuguese delegation. You've come very well prepared.